Let's go to our great album. We do it each Monday. And today, great New Zealand album, that is. Today we're celebrating AK-79. It was compiled by Ripper Records' Brian Staff, and it featured New Zealand punk bands from the late 70s. Brian joins me now to talk a bit about it. Hi there, Brian.
How you doing?
Great, thank you. Take us back to 1979 and what was happening in the New Zealand music scene, I suppose the New Zealand punk scene.
Well, in those days, in 1979, going to see a band was a very popular thing to do. And I lived in Auckland in those days, and on Friday and Saturday nights, and even on Saturday afternoons, there'd be half a dozen pubs absolutely full of people and bands waiting up to play. And I was working on radio at the time. I worked on 1ZM on the night shift, and I'd have these bands come in and bring a tape and play their songs and talk about their band. And then somebody said to me, why don't you make an LP out of all these? And so I hummed and hawed and talked to Radio New Zealand about it, but they weren't terribly keen. So I thought, well, why don't I do it myself?
Great. And so was Ripper Records founded for this very project?
Yeah, it was. It was to showcase Auckland bands and to point out that here's what was happening in Auckland, on the streets, as it were, but none of the record companies were paying any attention to it. And so, hey, we've got it on record all of a sudden, and it was very popular.
Was it now? So how many did you print and how many were bought?
I said to six bands, give me two songs each and I'll make an album out of them. And if it fails, you don't lose any money. If it does make some money, I'll put it all into making singles for you guys. And so six bands said yes and gave me two songs each. And we made the record, and then most of the bands promptly either broke up or went to Australia. But those who were left, we started making singles. And I wanted to make a single with a band on either side and a picture sleeve. No real A side, but yeah. Two A sides, if you like. And the very first one, excuse me, was two of the bands on AK-79, the Tearaways and Proud Scum. And then they both went to Australia. So the only band that was left, really, at the beginning of 1980, was the Swingers.
Right, and they'd probably be the most enduring name now, wouldn't they, among New Zealanders?
Oh, definitely they were. They went on to have the number one single, of course. And when they went to Australia, they made a deal with Mushroom Records that said, look, there's this guy in New Zealand who gave us a break. We'd like all our records, they can come out on Mushroom in Australia, sure, but we'd like them to still come out on Ripper Records in New Zealand, and that's how we got the number one with Counting the Beat.
Oh, fantastic. So that was, you were their label?
I was their label, yeah.
How long did you stick with the radio, Brian?
Did I stick with the radio?
Yeah.
I stuck with the radio longer than I stuck with the record label. In 1981, 2ZM bought me and said, come down here and work for us. So I went down, and by that stage, it was the end of 1981, the scene, if you like, had disappeared from Auckland, and Flying Nun had started up, and the Dunedin sound was taking over as the underground New Zealand music scene. So I produced records in Wellington. 2ZM were much more inclined to get involved with local bands and said, while you're doing the night shift for us, we want you to come in the afternoons and produce a band a month. Make two songs from them and play them on your show and that sort of thing. Carry on, but don't put them out on Ripper. That would be a bit nespotic or something, or something like that. Yeah. So I made friends with a guy called Jim Mott, who had an album called, a label called J-Rem, and I would put the band of the month from 2ZM out on J-Rem, and that's how we came across a song called by the Body Electric, Pulsing to Metal Music, which also did well on the charts. But that's got nothing to do with
no, all good. So what does this album mean then 40 years later? What does it give us a picture of?
Well, the album, first of all, then Simon Grigg, my friend who had Propeller Records, he said, why don't you release it as a CD? And I said, oh, no, come on, it's had its time, it's done its dash, 15 minutes and all that sort of thing. He said, no, it's got a further lease of life. Let me release it and I'll put some other bands on the CD and we'll give it a second whirl, as it were. And then it became a much wider known record. Mm. It had all these other bands. I'd only had 12 tracks. The CD's got double that, all Simon's songs, so that he'd make money from it. And in the end, I sold Ripper to Simon, and now he's just putting it out again as an LP again, and it's pretty much his CD, I think.
Yeah. I think there was a reunion gig quite recently, yeah. too, comparatively recently.
Yeah.
Are you at the MC? Can you tell us about that one?
Oh, that was a guy called John Baker, who is a fan, a big, big fan. And when he gets into fandom, if you like, he puts all his money into it and all that sort of thing. And he'd become obsessed with a band in Christchurch called The Chants. And he got them together 40 years later, pulled them back from Australia and said, wow, you guys were really big in Christchurch, now you are in Auckland. And he got the Underdogs together and that sort of thing. Then from the success of that evening, he said to me, let's get AK-79 back together. And he imported people. One of the guys from Proud Scum is now a computer programmer in Washington, so John paid to fly him over, and he got groups from Australia to come over. And that was a successful evening, but it wasn't that big outside of the venue.
Hey, thank you for coming on with some memories today. Is there one or two tracks that you'd particularly like to listen to?
Yeah, I think you should. I'd like to hear Baby by the Swingers. I'm sorry, I told your producer another Swingers song, but Baby is pretty indicative of the sort of music of the time. It's about Phil Judd was the vocalist, and he's singing about his girlfriend who happens to be black, and he happens to be white, and he doesn't go down very well with his friends, but...
Great.
Him and her, it's like, yeah. Roy Rogers and Trigger.
Oh, a real song of its time, eh? Okay,
we'll happily, yeah, real song of its time.
Happily get that one on for you. Thanks so much for your time, Brian, and for your contribution to New Zealand music.
Good on you. All right, thanks, Jesse.
Here it comes. RNZ National, we're listening to the 40th anniversary edition reissue of AK-79, an important album in New Zealand music, and right as you can hear in the midst of this punk era. I asked you what you wanted to hear from the album, and two of you have both picked this one from the Primers. It's You're Gonna Get Done.
Yeah.
RNZ National. Hope it's taking you back if you were around at the time. Very distinctive late 70s genre of music. And they're all New Zealand bands that featured on AK-79. And this is marking the 40th year anniversary of the record and the reissue, the Flying Nuns issue of that 1979 album. Another couple of votes coming in from listeners for this one from the inimitably named band Proud Scum. Let's take us into 2 p.m. This is I Am a Rabbit. Well, that was a little trip down memory lane, wasn't it? Thanks very much for everyone who made picks from that album, AK-79, I Am a Rabbit. Interesting, interesting lyrics as well.